And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
B.B. Wood from The Real O'Neills has been in the studio for 4 minutes, and we've already discussed everything from the Beatles to...
The Hunger Games,
Beach Boys Christmas music, Mariah Carey, and all sorts of things.
Speaking of Christmas music, I love Johnny Mathis. That was amazing.
Did you really?
Like, 4 seconds before we went on air, I was like, I think this is Johnny Mathis.
We should stay...
Further cementing just how cool B.B. Wood is.
For the record, how old are you?
15.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
By the way, how does your dad feel about Christmas music? Because he's stuck in that room over there listening to the feed of the show.
He's probably just really, really happy because for the past month, all I've been listening to is the Beatles. So he's probably, he likes to, have a little break in there.
Yeah. We just got a Facebook message, by the way, that said, good morning. We listen to KCKC every day at work. We are enjoying the Christmas cheer. Our shop is very diverse. What does it take to have some Temptations or such thrown into the mix?
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Suggestion for Brian.
BB, welcome home.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back, although it's frightfully cold.
Yeah. So you step back from, the California, 80s?
80 degrees, yeah. 90 on some good days, except terrible. I hate the heat.
Yeah.
So I really like 33 degrees, surprisingly.
So when you are filming The Real O'Neills, you live there and then you just come back to Kansas City for holidays. How does that work?
Yes. So I am given a few weeks basically for holidays, and then I'll just come back and live the Kansas City lifestyle. And I really like it. It's good to have a little break and come home and see all my friends and just be a kid.
How much barbecue have you had so far?
None. Don't disown me, please.
She's probably a vegetarian. She looks very healthy.
Oh.
She's also 15.
We were all tiny at that age.
Well, thank you for that lovely compliment.
Now, do you go back before Christmas? Do you film more and then come back again? Are you?
Yes. So I'm leaving in about a week to do our... we got picked up for 3 more episodes. So we're just going to film those and then we'll be done. And just come back home and fingers crossed for season 3. We'll see what happens.
I think the season's on a roll, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this before because we talked to you right before the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is kind of focused on your parents on the show a lot with their divorce and then with the new vice principal and all these.
Getting situated,
the living situation and all that stuff. But you guys have really been on a roll. I've been enjoying the shows this year. Very good.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much. I'm glad. We have a lot of fun, and I love filming with my two fake brothers, and I've had a lot to do with Matt, who plays Jimmy on the show. And it's just really fun. It's too much fun sometimes.
Well, Martha Plimpton.
Rein it in.
Your mom is Martha Plimpton. I mean, that's pretty great.
It's pretty amazing, when she's texting me at, like, nighttime, sometimes I'm just like, Martha Plimpton.
Aw, sweet. Is she like a little motherly to everybody on the set?
We have a group chat. I mean, she's a New Yorker, so not necessarily motherly, but she has some great insight,
Okay.
She's definitely motherly towards, me and her fake children.
If I were you and I were back here for Thanksgiving, like hanging out with people, I would totally hold up my phone and be like, oh, Martha Plimpton won't stop texting me. Sorry, guys. Hold on.
She wants to come to Kansas City.
Well, she should. Come be on the show.
She really should. And one of my favorite things to say to her, she's one of the most wonderfully intelligent people I know. And she knows a lot about betting and,
like thread count?
Yeah, and she knows a lot about crabbing for some reason. So sometimes I'm just like, teach me about life, Martha Plimpton. Teach me about life.
Teach me your ways, Martha Plimpton.
I can see you now. Ba-da-doom, deadliest catch, Martha Plimpton.
Well, so we thought about you because October, we did this contest. It was a celebrity call-in contest where we told people from Kansas City, hey, see the biggest celebrity that you can get to call into our show. And then the winner got like $1,500 worth of KitchenAid appliances.
What?
And so we assumed, with the Rob Riggles and the Stone Streets and everything, people would get them to call in. Drew Scott from HGTV ended up being our winner. Got him to call in. But who do you have in your phone? So if we put this contest to you and said, who's the biggest celebrity in your phone, who would it be? Who's in the old contact list?
I think he changed his number, but I think John Stamos.
Oh, that's awesome. And how does one acquire John Stamos's digits?
Well, I worked with him and he said, send me that picture, okay? And I sent it to him.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Now I have his number. over.
Will you hand me your phone for like 6 minutes?
Don't do it. You know, these girls and your phones. Yeah, we have contests for every show. Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
The Bachelorette. Big Brother, Survivor. We all pick a person from the show. And when your person's voted off, the other people get your phone for 10 minutes. Wow. Yeah.
Doesn't
nobody
that sound
terrifying?
Yes.
Nobody in this room trusts each other because of that.
Nope. You can change Facebook status. Mm-hmm. You can text people.
There have been fake pregnancy announcements because of it.
We can change the lock on your phone so you can't get back into your phone.
Yeah, Truda didn't know his password for like 3 days.
Yeah, they were doing it right before I left to Florida for vacation. They changed my lock password.
What?
Like, you can't do that.
Did you have your fingerprint at least so you could, you know, just... oh, wow. That's just terrible.
So don't hand your phone over. Let me just, I'll be the person that tells you that.
Do you guys do that stuff on the set? Do you guys, is it a pranking type cast?
Not with our phones. We don't steal each other's phones. But what we were doing around Halloween is trying to scare everyone and tape it.
Oh, that's great.
We have some
We've done that.
Really, really good videos. Like, Matt has a lot of, like, scaring Jay, which is hilarious. Jay's so funny when he gets scared. And I have a lot of scaring Matt.
And what are the tactics that you're using?
Well, you know, if Anya, our PA, is like, Matt, we're ready for you on set. And then, you know, he'll come down and then I'll be on stage waiting behind the door to jump out at him or something. So, you know, once my personal favorite, I have this video. It was hours. We were planning for hours, and it wasn't quite as ginormous as we'd wanted it to be, but Matt came down because Anya was like, you know, we need you in the hair room for touches. There was no one in the hair room. It was just me, and he turns the corner and I have this hilarious video. He like screams. It's so good. It's so good.
We just did that with rats, tarantulas.
Clowns.
What else did we? Clowns.
We did.
She's
deathly
afraid of clowns.
Your fears Friday.
That was terrible.
Friday.
That was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm deathly afraid of rats. So they brought in Rat Man, who literally
from the haunted
has
houses.
Live rats crawling on him,
what?
And then he put one on my head.
Amazing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Thank you.
We'll show you the video.
That's the reaction we were looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then they brought in a clown with a machete and made me cry.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, and then they made me eat some terribly smelling food that I've
now
gagged all over this board.
Oh,
so.
No, that sounds like the worst.
Yeah. Again, do you see how awful we are to each other?
BB Wood from The New Normal, now on ABC's The Real O'Neal. She is in studio with us this morning. We'll chat with her more. Can you stay with us? Like, how long can you stay here?
As long as you want.
She's in.
Oh, man.
She's in
that's
all morning
awesome.
Then.
All right, I'm leaving. See you guys can do this job.
Bye.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's The Show with BB Wood this morning, our in-studio special guest today from The Real O'Neals.
Good morning.
Hello. That whole Tuesday night block, by the way, of ABC has been one of our favorites now.
Oh, yay!
With The Middle, and American Housewife is super funny, too.
How's everything doing? Because they switch, because like The Middle used to be on Wednesday. Like, a lot of stuff switched around. Is Tuesday nights working for you?
Yeah, seems good to be going well. They like it, you know, so we'll just see what happens. I think that, you know, everything's going well. They like what they're seeing, so.
When you said earlier you got picked up for 3 more episodes, what does that mean? So how many total will you do for this season?
That would mean that we do 16. So we've done 13, and usually they, you know, pick up a back 9, but they had already picked up too many shows, they're busy, so they're just like, you know, we want you to have more episodes, so we'll just do a 3. So yeah, it's awesome, we're really excited, and I want to know what the last 3 episodes are going to be about.
There were a lot of promos for you guys last night on the AMAs, because we were all watching the American Music
really?
Awards. Yeah, and during the commercials, there was a ton of stuff for Real O'Neals and American Housewife and all the lineups, yeah.
Thank you, ABC.
Yep, it's giving you some love.
Well, we were talking about, speaking of the AMAs, we were talking about some of the acts that performed on there. Now, you're a big Beatles fan, so you listen to a lot of older type music.
Yes.
Johnny Mathis, you said you loved earlier the Beatles, of course, obviously. Jen seems to have this unnatural hatred for the Chainsmokers.
I really can't stand it.
And
when
and
you
I don't
walked
know why.
In, we were fighting about it right when Bibi walked in.
I've never even heard of this.
And this is why I love her.
This hurts my heart.
Can you just be Team Jen
on
this one?
Well, I would say on the scale of music, there's the Beatles and the Chainsmokers are probably right down.
Can you
here,
play so. The selfie song for like a clip? Okay.
Can we just say that the selfie song is not the best representation?
But that's them.
Right.
This isn't
this
selfie
is,
song.
This is the. I know, but I didn't have the selfie song ready. I had this song ready. This is like their latest hit. Maybe you've come across this at some point. Blank look on your face.
Never heard it. Like never heard of it. Okay. I've heard this chorus.
And so everybody says, oh, you know, this song, and then you hear it, and you're like, oh, that one, yes.
Yeah. So now am I supposed to comment on this?
No,
you're supposed to agree with me.
I really don't like it.
Because of this song. Because of this song, Jen wants to outlaw all electronic dance music.
I think this is not EDM.
No. Because here's the deal. Have you heard of Years and Years?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, so, maybe I will like this. Maybe
you need to listen to more British radio then, dang
it. That's true.
Okay. Years and Years. A British pop band. The lead singer, Ollie Alexander, is so brilliant. He has a beautiful voice.
Shaylee immediately started Googling because she's...
I'm doing it right now.
They're so amazing.
Wait, is there something that you don't know, Shaylee?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Ollie is just... He is amazing. He's just like changing the world day by day.
Is he this middle one?
Yes. He's adorable. I love him. He's also an actor, and he's also a brilliant actor. And he's in... this movie called God Help the Girl, which came out a few years ago, and it's so good. And
so that would
he's just a talent.
Electronic dance music that's good.
I hear it.
This is much EDM. Better than Chainsmokers.
Huge, huge over there in the
his,
tent.
His voice is like an angel. I caught you watching
me under the light. Now, look, can as opposed to the Chainsmokers, I'll grant you this. These guys actually have talent.
And can sing.
And can sing, yes. Right. They could perform these songs, actually.
Yeah, they're very, very good. And their outfits on stage are amazing. One time, Ollie went out as like a rainbow sparkle bird.
That's like Michael Jackson meets Justin Timberlake, yeah, voice-wise, to me.
Yes, see, EDM does not have to be polarizing.
One of them looks like they're wearing an area rug.
Who cares?
Bring the area rug back.
All the hipsters wear terrible clothes. That's just par for the course. So I like this. Can you do? Can we all agree that
you've never heard this before?
Oh, no. Okay. Are you kidding? I'm 41.
They're really good. This was a number one here in America, which I was like super proud of. Because like I feel, this is weird to feel this way, but I feel like a very proud mother because I followed Ollie Alexander when he had 7,000 followers on Instagram, and now he has 400,000.
She just pulled the whole, I saw Eddie Vedder in Lawrence before he was with Pearl Jam card.
Which Jen says a lot, so. I was there a day on the hill.
I remember before anyone else knew.
Before he was popular.
Yeah. When he only had 7,000 Instagram followers.
There wasn't even Instagram yet.
No.
Facebook?
I like this.
I was going to ask you if this was a hit in the U.S. I feel like I'm out of touch with what happens in America because I listen to a lot of British stuff. I'm glad that people woke up and had some sense.
Yeah.
This is actually pretty good.
It was number one for a little bit, which was really, really cool. Hmm. Look, this chorus is so good.
Look at Years and Years getting some royalties out of us today. Nice.
I like it. I'm glad we all agree. We found something
I don't think this has ever happened, though.
So do you agree? Will you, like, tone down your ban of EDM there, Trump?
Yes. Okay. Can I just ban Chainsmokers?
No.
That's fine.
Wait.
What?
Why?
Well, we're
Closer
gonna...
is a good song.
Yeah, I know. It gets in my head.
We won't play Selfie.
Our question is, why did the girl from Stranger Things perform it?
I'm telling you, Halsey is the girl from Stranger Things. Did you see her last night? You need to do a side-by-side. Especially when she ripped off the hood. I was like, that is the girl.
That is Millie Bobby Brown.
Exactly. Have you met her?
No, I haven't, but she seems really sweet.
She seems like she'd be amazing.
I think she'd be really, really cool. I really like her hair.
Yeah.
It makes me want to do that, but I don't think my agents would be happy.
No, you have gorgeous red hair. You can't get rid of that.
Red?
Well, it's reddish. Doesn't it look reddish? Maybe it...
Not really.
Okay. Well, hi.
Okay.
True. No, I'm kind of with you there, Jen.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's because of the green dress that I feel an Irish vibe.
Little leprechaun.
Okay. The internet also agrees with Jen.
Yes!
Back in July,
The internet is convinced they found Halsey's... Don't move the headline.
Well, I'm showing you the picture.
Halsey's secret twin. It's the girl from Stranger Things.
Let me see.
Look. I'm telling you.
Would you, Bebe, like to be on Stranger Things? Because I could see you playing a role in season two
or three.
That would
be really fun. I mean, I really like Stranger Things. So, I mean...
And I finally, from the last time we talked, I actually watched it all so we could discuss now.
It's so good. Shaylee's not in on it.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
It's eight episodes. Binge watch over Thanksgiving.
It's pretty good. I really, really like it.
Is it?
I really like it. Because, you know, kids my age don't know what E.T. is or, you know, the Goonies.
Mind
you,
I still don't know what it is. So it's
Stand By Me.
Yeah. My 8 and 6 year old have been schooled in E.T. and Stranger Things until it got a little too creepy.
Are there any clowns in Stranger Things?
No.
Okay. No. Mm-mm.
But it's good because although, you know, it's kind of derivative, I still adore it. And kids my age are being, they're now open and they've viewed something that's sort of, you know, everyone else, I guess, in culture is aware of, I guess. So it's good. I really like it.
I love Bebe Wood from The Real O'Neill. She's hanging out with us this morning in studio. Do you love Christmas, Bebe?
I do.
Because we're giving away Christmas in a box.
Oh, yeah. Is that now?
It's now.
Okay.
Caller 12.
Magical. Right.
We need 576-7102. Caller 12. You will win a pair of tickets to the KC Reps performance of A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And you will be qualified as a Christmas in a box finalist, which comes with all sorts of amazing things, Bebe. We're basically giving away the world. Mm-hmm. Christmas dinner from Holiday Ham Company, a family 4-pack in first class on the Twilight Night ride aboard the Santa Claus Express, which is sold out, by the way. A $100 gift card to the Midland Gift Shop, a 5-course dinner aboard the Kansas Bell Dinner Train, plus a 7.5-foot tree, a 50-piece Merry and Bright ornament set, and a velvet tree skirt from treeclassics.com. What I'm saying is you want to be caller 12 right now, 576-7102, so you can win Christmas in a box, be a finalist to win all the goodies. Shaylee, when do we draw that official winner?
When we come back from Thanksgiving, on the 30th. It's the last day.
Okay.
So we'll actually probably draw on the 1st.
Perfect.
I'm wonderstruck. That sounds fabulous.
Yes. Well, you could be caller 12 right now. And no?
Nope, this person's going to be. Hey, the show, good morning.
Hi, this is Jerry.
Jerry, you're caller 12.
Hey, awesome.
Yeah.
This is huge. You get a pair of tickets to go see A Christmas Carol, and you're now qualified as a Christmas in a Box finalist to win all those other goodies, which we'll draw for as soon as we get back from Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
How is your house for Thanksgiving? Do you stay here? Do you go somewhere else?
Oh, my mother is in a home, and we're going to make it very special for her. We're getting her out to her real home.
Oh, awesome.
With my father, and... yeah, God is good through it all.
Oh, that is sweet, Jerry.
Amazing. I guess because I got goosebumps on
that. I know, right? That is really good. Well, wishing you a best holiday, and you hold on for 1 second. We're going to get some info, okay?
Okay, thanks.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen, Truda, Shaylee the Millennial, and Bebe Wood joins us in studio today.
Hello, hello, hello.
You know we're from the new normal, and now Real O'Neill's.
Funniest comment on Facebook we received? Did you originally comment back to this one? Yes.
Which one?
I really like your show, but unfortunately the Christmas music must go. I've had to change to a different station. Please no more music. And then you said, hey, listen to us.
Just listen to us talk.
Flip back and forth,
flip
right?
during the music, and then come back a few minutes later.
But then what was her response was, funny, but no.
It's fine. We call Jen our problem solver.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Awesome. I like that response a lot.
Do you guys do a big Thanksgiving at your house? Does everybody come over to your house?
We don't celebrate at my house. We celebrate at my aunt's house usually. Yeah. And it's just, you know, the big old Cuban family talking very loudly. you know, family. That's essentially it. We have turkey. Our Christmas is a lot more interesting.
Because?
You know, we celebrate Cuban Christmas. So, you know, we have most of our Christmas festivities on Christmas Eve rather than Christmas Day.
Okay.
And we roast a giant pig.
Oh, yes.
And have all of the, you know, the Cuban food, the croquetas, and...
We're going over there for Christmas.
Yeah, it's really delicious. And, you know, you have the salsa music blasting like Celia Cruz. And it's a fun time.
Well, we had a woman call in last week and she said she has an uncle that comes over for Thanksgiving that can only eat with a spoon. So they have to make sure they have spoons out for Uncle Spoony, downstairs.
Uncle Spoony?
The security guy was telling me that at his Thanksgiving, like somebody in his family, they have to hide stuff from a mother-in-law because when she comes over, she like takes things and moves things around. Like somebody in the family has figurines that are like precisely laid out in their, you know, beautiful display case. Mm-hmm. And she came over and like moved everything around and hid some and took stuff away. And like,
oh my.
So you have to be careful at Thanksgiving. So I always think it's fun to hear the family stories of the crazy uncle and the weird happenings.
Right. Me too. That's really interesting.
5767102 if you have a strange Thanksgiving family story. How are you prepping for this week?
We have such a small family. It's just my brother and myself, now Danielle and Addie, and then mom and dad. So
yeah.
I have a feeling that if I'm left wondering who the strange one is, it's probably me.
It's more than likely you.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
You guys do things pretty normal, though. Pretty typical.
I would say so.
Family time.
Yeah.
No Black Friday shopping for you.
No, we'll be at the cabin on Thursday, so there's no... I check out from all that stuff. There's no shopping. I don't have money to shop with anyway, so
right.
I mean, that's kind of takes care of itself.
Will you go out and wait in line, baby?
The only Black Friday shopping I've ever done is at Mills Record Company, like right down there.
Yeah.
On Mills, probably Mill Street. Or Mill Street, I don't know where it is, to be honest. I don't know any names of streets, but Mills Record Company.
Yeah.
I only do my Black Friday shopping there because they have awesome, awesome deals for, you know, vinyls and if you're a collector or whatnot.
Right.
Go to Mills Records because they're awesome. They're going to have bands play. They have donuts.
Oh, wow. Now, Shaylee, like, put that on the list.
Okay, we're going.
Because it's really cool. So I went last year, but the line is crazy long.
What's the best find you found there?
Oh, I don't even know. I can't even remember what I found because I probably got so much stuff. But they just have a really great variety, and they just moved, so their place is a lot bigger now.
I feel like we just did a really big commercial for this place. You're welcome. Shaylee and I, are you going out? Do you have a list ready?
I mean, well, I have that on the list now.
Because I have Walmart, I have to try to get a Hatchimal.
Oh, I cannot go to Walmart.
We're giving away two Hatchimals here. This is the big toy for kids, BB, if you don't know. It's an egg, and you have to nurture it and love it, and then at some point it cracks open and the kid gets a little animal out.
A little hybrid animal.
It's a hybrid weird animal. But
does it look like a Furby?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's my worst nightmare.
Everyone but it's you remember the Furby was little?
Yeah.
This thing is like this big.
Oh, God, that's even worse.
Right.
So if you want to enter to win that, go to KC1021.com. Go to the contest page.
All right, looks like we have a couple of callers here. Leonard's going to have a story, but Charlene has, what I'm told, something interesting to say to us. Good morning, Charlene. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Well, I just wanted to make a comment because I felt sad. A second ago, I heard you guys say that a caller called in and said that he wanted to leave your station because he heard the Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that my friend told me you guys were playing Christmas music, and you gained a listener, and I listen to you all the time now because you're playing Christmas music.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yay. Thank you.
Yes, I love it now, and I'm listening to you guys this morning, and I love hearing what you're saying. So you've definitely gained a fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yay.
And all right, Mom. Thanksgiving's going to be great.
Now, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm on my way to work. I'm calling from Independence.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you work, you taking the short week, obviously? You just got to get stuff done at the office?
I sure am. I'm only working today, and tomorrow I'm going to be grocery shopping, and Wednesday I'm going to be cleaning and cooking.
You may need all day to do that, by the way. They're awful out there.
Good luck.
I know. I'm afraid I will.
All right, Charlene, you are awesome. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
And feel free to like us on Facebook if you can.
Leonard, what's your story, my man?
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Oh, yeah, every year. I mean, our family gets together, and we have that one uncle. He's always stealing our toilet paper.
What?
I mean, that's the worst thing you can steal when they come over. Toilet paper. Come on.
How do
uncle.
You know this? You go in
because
after they leave?
I had to keep an eye on everything. Like you said, even the knickknacks on those things. I mean, that's part of a knickknack. I mean, everybody needs toilet paper. They're like, what happened to all the toilet paper? I said, come on. Please.
Is it your house?
Yeah, and I'm a toilet paper runner every year.
So he doesn't just take the one roll. He takes, like, everything?
Slowly.
Pretty soon. Oh, my God.
He's just torturing everybody, I think. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Just leave a half roll in there and just don't replace it. Just leave the one half roll.
Leonard's got That's a secret my, closet of just toilet paper.
I'm going to start hiding them all over the place.
Everybody else has a secret passcode to find the toilet paper.
Or I might start charging.
There you go.
Right. You got to get one of those things with a lock on it like they have in the public bathrooms.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, thanks you guys.
I happy Thanksgiving, Leonard.
Yeah.
All right. We'll gift you toilet paper if we could.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't have that in my prize closet. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Bebe, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh.
Because we were just talking about Jen wants a Fitbit.
Yes.
Well.
Have you thought about what you want yet?
No, I really haven't. That sounds terrible. Or maybe it isn't. I don't really. Last year, for the past
a Fitbit
two
sounds
years,
terrible? I agree.
Well, that does sound terrible.
Who wants to go exercise?
Usually an instrument of some sort, but I mean, I'm kind of...
Like some records? Would that work for you?
Yeah. I mean, records. I don't know. I don't really... It's going to sound terrible, but I don't really need anything.
Does the cast of The Real O'Neills exchange gifts? Will you guys get each other presents?
Well, this year it's probably going to be Christmas wrap gifts.
Yeah.
Jay and Martha don't get each other gifts, but they get all of us gifts, which I think is like so parent.
So mom and dad
right?
thing.
And I love that. I love that. So, which is really, really sweet. And then we get them, you know, gifts and stuff. We're like, don't get us anything. And we're like, we are.
Once again, if I were you, when I was back here, I would just pull the card of, oh, another gift from Martha Plimpton. Hold on, guys. I have to open another present from my famous
friends. She gives really good gifts.
Like, I bet she does.
I got pencils. That sounds terrible, but they were awesome pencils. They were really cool. And she got me all of these awesome books and like different notebooks as well. Just awesome. I got a really cool pencil sharpener and an, oh my God, the coolest eraser ever. It was a giant eraser.
For the record, BB is 15. I'm just...
And these two over here, by the way, BB, I'll tell you, you got to watch the floor because they drop a lot of names. Right. So, you know, who's your bestie now, Shales?
Juliana Rancic. They hung out last
right,
week.
We totally
guess.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're kind of best friends.
We kind of are.
And I feel like I'm best friends with Jane Lynch because we had a connection over the Cubs.
That's true.
And so now I kind of feel
God, I love Jane Lynch.
And Jen and I last night also said that Chrissy Teigen would probably be our best friend as well
if she knew us. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure she will.
Totally.
After we stalk her on
You guys
Twitter,
are all just alike. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't hang out together.
As we were watching the AMAs last night, I'm like, ooh, it's like looking in a mirror when I see Chrissy Teigen. It's like just looking at myself.
And I am so lucky that I get to come in and look at Chrissy Teigen every day.
Yeah.
It's because I have Google Images.
Right. That hurts.
I'm just kidding. You're funny.
I found a new survey that says 53% of Americans say they won't shop on Thanksgiving. That's 8% more than skipped out on Thanksgiving shopping last year. The survey finds only 30% of people say they'll go to stores. Most of the rest plan to shop online or not at all. I will go out Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
We'll eat later in the day, and then I will head out.
Right.
And I'll try to get the $87 Fitbit.
So tomorrow, by the way, that reminds me, Penny Pinch and Mom, she's going to be back tomorrow on the show, right?
Yes. Tracy's going to come back in, give us a little heads up on the Black Friday goodies, and then we'll talk to her next week, because I forgot about Cyber Monday. I get all excited for Black Friday, but then you have Cyber Monday.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's smart.
Bebe, normally on Monday's show, we have a segment called Tales from the Trip. And we talk to people about crazy Uber drivers that they've had or crazy like Uber stories. Have you had to do that in LA or do you get rides a lot of places? Or
The first time I took an Uber, I was in New York City and I was by myself, it was cool. I had liked it. I mean, I was kind of terrified, but I got in the car and... I had to take two Ubers. I was actually going to Martha's house. She lives in New York City.
Sure.
Oh.
So
let me get that name for you.
No big deal.
I'll get the broom.
So I get in the car and, you know, we're silent. It's sort of raining outside. And I was like, oh, you know, it's raining and it's lovely. He was like, oh, you're the only New Yorker who likes rain. And I was like, little does he know, I'm not a New Yorker. And I was like snickering, like, that's right, I'm a New Yorker.
I mentioned I'm going to Martha Plimpton's house.
And then he was like, where I come from, I was born in the rainy season. And then he went to go on and talk about, like, I don't know, his growing up in Africa and the rain. It was weird. I liked it, though. It was really cool.
So let me get this straight. He misses the rains down in Africa?
I'm like, isn't
because
that a
that's
song?
A Toto. Yeah.
Thank you, Toto. Or straight, no chaser.
And then on the way back, I got in the car, and I was like, hello. And the guy was like, don't talk to me. And I was like.
Same guy?
No, it was a different guy.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh. Okay. Right. I was just trying to say hello.
Like, we'll just ride.
Every
we'll
Uber okay. and Z-Trip driver I know, like my friends that drive for them, say they honestly started because they liked hearing everybody's stories. Mm-hmm. Like they like meeting
yeah,
people
that would be the best part.
And hearing, like we've had people call in and say they just picked up people that got off probation and out right. of jail and were going and needed to buy liquor. We've had people pick up celebrities that were in Kansas City for the weekend. We get
I
all
think
kinds
you should
calls.
Do it just for like a day.
Yeah.
Just to see, because I feel like you would be the best driver ever.
I'm going to have to if I want to buy a Hatchimal, because that's the only way I can afford it.
Oh, that's what I want to hear from any of the Uber drivers that may have taken Rob Riggle and Dave Koechner are in town
yeah,
because they,
right.
they were at the Chiefs game yesterday.
Did you see him there?
I did not. They don't let people like me near the celebrities.
Right. No, Shaylee, did you stalk them?
I tried and I failed.
Yes.
I did go hang out with my people over at the Charlie Hustle tent. But,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get us some t-shirts?
No, okay. But I did talk to Holly, and there's something that she wants to talk to me about. Very exciting news, she said. So we'll
fantastic.
See.
Fantastic. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's right. Awesome. Do you wear, Bibi, your KC1021 Charlie Hustle shirt
of
with pride
course.
In L.A.?
Of course.
By of
really
course,
do
you
that.
Mean it's a nightgown that you only pull out if you absolutely have to?
No, for real. Okay. I've been wearing it.
Okay. Awesome.
Do you wear it on set?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I think I've been a few times.
If you go to the Emmys, will you wear it?
Oh, definitely. I'll wear it under my dress.
And then just do one of these things later.
Yeah, just be yeah. like... This is my shirt.
Now, see, that's what, with the AMAs being on ABC, why do they not say, hey, you guys are on shows. Why don't you guys come and hang out with the music stars?
Yeah. Well, I know, I think that some shows probably were there. I know that, like, I don't know. I think the show Black-ish goes to a lot of mm-hmm. award shows.
Yeah.
You know, same with Modern Family. So hopefully we'll get there. We'll see.
Yeah. They should have you presenting.
We
That'd
get
awesome.
To go to Disneyland, so
oh,
that's
been,
awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
So much
and we get
better.
To skip the lines.
Oh, wait, what?
And we have a guide.
Wait, that was a Black-ish episode.
Yeah, that's literally what we have.
Yeah.
But we don't have to pay.
That's awesome.
You go that's to, amazing.
So you go to Disneyland Dang. For free, you get to cut to the front of the line.
It's really unfair. It's terribly unfair.
Did you guys see that episode?
No.
Like, it's where they
oh,
go.
Oh, it's so funny.
And they're
funny.
Like, I paid for you, you know, to their guide. Like, you get me to the front of every line. Like, they're totally playing up the VIP aspect.
Right.
It was great.
Right, so funny. And I loved the actor who played the cast member.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. He was in, I think, The Way, Way Back. Really good movie if you haven't seen it.
But it was that you totally, if you go, it makes you want to get the line jumping experience.
Right.
Because you're like strutting in front of everybody. Like, that's right. I'm walking up in front of all of you.
I feel like that's what you would say as you were passing somebody.
You know, yeah. I have seen people do the front of the line and be like, look at that. Look at that. It's like, wow, that's like
classy.
Savage.
Yeah, I would hit the quan as I walked past him like,
oh, God.
That's
oh,
it. Come on, everybody.
Maybe that's hurt your eyes. Yes. Look away.
Okay. Don't do it. Don't away. Subject her for this.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Can I just tell you a headline that I just read? This is a headline. This is news, people.
Okay. All right.
I'm scared.
Breaking news. I don't know. Do you want to play the breaking news?
Oh,
bit? This is
yes.
really super important in the history of man.
Right.
This
Hold
is
on
a big
a second.
Deal.
Let's get this going here because we need the breaking news.
This just in, Kendall Jenner has returned to Instagram 1 week after deleting her account for a detox.
Oh, thank goodness.
Kendall Jenner's Instagram account back on, back up and running after a week of detox.
Which one?
That's a headline.
I don't know which one they
she's
are.
The young, she's the one that doesn't eat.
Tall, skinny, cute one, the younger.
Apparently she's the older one, though.
Oh, she just turned 21.
She's the older of the younger two.
Right.
Kylie and Kendall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kylie's the youngest.
Is
with the lip thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With the lip thing.
Thing.
That's how we have to differentiate.
Okay, yeah.
Kendall's on the cover of all the magazines and such.
Because she's hungry.
Mm. God, just eat. That's what I was thinking during the AMAs. Didn't Tim McGraw look like he needed it?
He did.
He was thin.
He looked like he needed a sandwich.
Very thin. Mm-hmm. Do you watch award shows, BB, or just the one, like the Emmys and acting ones?
To be honest, I don't even watch those. I watch the Oscars. I've never seen the Emmys. I don't watch the Emmys, which is terrible.
Yeah.
I probably should. I watch the Oscars sometimes. And the, oh my God, the Tony Awards.
Yeah.
The Tonys are good, yeah.
Do you get to go? Or are you going to one?
I've been to the Tonys.
Wow.
But only the rehearsal.
Okay. Did they know you were there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I bought a ticket to the rehearsal because they actually have those.
Oh, really?
But it's super annoying because all of these like stagehands just go on stage and like, all right, well, this is my speech, something, something, yeah, something, right. And all of the people.
All right, this would be the cast of Hamilton. Yep. Next.
Yeah, they just have to time it out, essentially. Mm-hmm. So some people just go on like, thank you to all the people, you know who you are, and then they walk away, and it's like, cool, great.
What I saw after we talked to her is that Jane Lynch is hosting the Emmys.
Excellent. Yeah. Hey, they'll be watchable.
Yeah. Okay, I will be watching the Emmys.
She's like, sold.
Yeah, we're in.
Sold.
She has a Christmas album. Jane Lynch has a new Christmas album out.
She is just the sweetest person I've ever had the pleasure of meeting.
She's our new bestie.
Is her number in your phone?
I don't have her number.
Okay. Could you get it? If I,
probably.
I don't want to say that I feel like we're best friends.
Right. So you're going to text her. I'm going to text Avery Slurth.
Because when I was on The New Normal, we were filming on the Paramount lot, and all of Ryan Murphy's shows were on the Paramount lot.
Okay.
And because we were his new show, he was primarily with us, and which was great. But of course, you know, he went and wasn't there some days to go visit Glee or American Horror Story. So while we were filming The New Normal, American Horror Story Asylum was filming.
Oh, yeah.
And Glee was still on, which was so much fun because I got to go over. And do you remember the Gangnam Style like thing that they did on
Shaylee
Glee?
Shaylee can recreate it for you right now.
No, yes. She can't.
Yes, do it. Do it.
No, she can't.
Well, I was there while they were like doing the Gangnam Style dance, which was really, really fun because they did like a whole number and
Well, you recreate it for us right now.
I think I'm not worthy
not to Facebook Live it.
Shaylee, what if I Snapchat it? Snapchat it, that's different
move. I don't really know. See, I was really, really into that song for a long time when I was like
10?
Nine.
Yeah,
and thankfully it's actually still a pretty good song, I'm not gonna lie.
How do you feel about PPAP?
I was about to ask the same thing.
Have you heard that song? Are you familiar with the pen pineapple?
Wait, hang on. I'm
going to. Oh! PPAP. I love this song.
Thank you.
My dad showed it to me.
She's my spirit animal.
This one's so good.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen.
Merry Christmas.
Shaylee hates this. I can't.
She does.
I literally can't.
It's always good when we can find something to torment the millennial
with.
Here's
the build-up. Ready? Pen. Because it's Jen's dancing.
Pen pineapple apple pen.
It's so good.
It's so real. I just don't get it.
Have you done a mannequin challenge yet?
I've not. Everyone on set wanted to do one, but I just don't get it. How is it supposed to work?
Well, if you pull it off, it looks amazing.
These people like floating in the air?
Well, there was did you see the water polo team? They did it underwater and made it look like they were playing water polo above water, but they were doing it underwater. So they had ankle weights on to keep them down.
No way.
There was a girl with her mouth wide open underwater, like she's yelling for the ball or whatever. She's like, amazing.
Did you see the gymnastics one too?
Yes.
That was pretty freaking cool.
How are they like in the air, like still flipping? I don't get it.
Well, that's the key.
They're magic.
I had a friend of mine at a birthday party this past week at Lucky Brew Grill, I think. Mm-hmm. They did one at their table, and it was cool because they were frozen, but the world around them was still going.
Yeah.
And I think that was really super cool.
But my favorite part of these are when they do them, you know, for 5 seconds or whatever it is, and then they go back to normal, like how it's just like it just froze for that little bit of time.
I also like the Lenexa police that did one at a donut shop.
Yeah, that was
great because they had a police dog in the video, and the dog did it like perfectly still. It was incredible.
I'm trying to train my dog to do a mannequin challenge.
Yeah, my dogs are too lazy for that. Way too lazy.
My dog is really stupid.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a Morkie, so she's a Yorkie Maltese. So. Yeah, you
What's
can
her
probably
name?
Tell. Rosebud?
Rosebud.
Why is she stupid? Why do you say your dog is stupid?
I don't know. I'm born that way. Don't judge. I don't know.
Oh, I say it about my kids. It's fine.
But the smaller the dog, the bigger the attitude. So is she just really stubborn? And she just does what she wants?
No, she's actually really sweet. She's just sort of... she's just really stupid.
Just happily dumb?
Yeah, it's really cute, actually. But here's... I'm sort of selling her short because sometimes she's really, really smart. And then most of the time she's not.
What does she do to prove that she's really smart?
You know, just like obey my orders.
No, you're describing my 8-year-old to a kid.
Right. That's also kids.
I'm just like, lay down, Rosebud. And then sometimes she actually will. But yeah, usually she doesn't do anything. You're like, Rosie, come here. And she's like, why are you talking to me? Sort of thing. And then walks away.
Now, do you get to see your dog when you go to LA? Where's your dog?
She comes with us.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you have her around.
So pretty much they pack up and they move out there to L.A. for a while.
Yeah, we just pick up and move, leave.
Excellent.
Cool.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Our special in-studio guest today.
You might remember her from The New Normal. Now she's on ABC's The Real O'Neills. She plays Shannon O'Neill. It is Bebe Wood.
Hello.
And you are from Kansas City?
I am born and raised.
Born and raised. Coming back here for Thanksgiving. You know, they say that Wednesday is the biggest, reunion day of the year, right?
Right.
When all the people come back to their hometowns.
Is Wednesday Thanksgiving?
No, Thursday.
Well, no, it's Thursday is.
Oh, thank God, because I have my friend coming over on Wednesday. I was like, did we forget that?
It's always on a Thursday.
See? Right, yeah. But Wednesday's like the biggest bar night of the year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody comes home for Thanksgiving, and they're like, oh, let's go out and have a reunion, get the friends together.
So Westport's going to be popping.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, literally, with gunshots.
Let's hope not. Don't come to Westport.
We're not going to be here, so that's probably good, right?
Now, Bebe, what were you just playing on your phone a few minutes ago?
I was playing the Japanese Sesame Street instead of Pineapple Pen Apple. I don't know what it's called.
PPAP.
It's chocolate chip butter cookie. And it's the Japanese Sesame Street version of PPAP.
It was fantastically weird and great.
Elmo and what's his name? The blue guy.
Cookie Monster.
Do you have your phone with you? Can you play a second of that?
Let me see. I can't.
What is it called?
It's called...
Maybe I can pull it up here.
It's called Chocolate Chip Cookie Butter Cookie. Chocolate Cookie Butter Cookie.
Sesame Street.
Japanese Sesame Street. It's pretty weird. It's... fantastically strange.
It can't be weirder than PPAP. I mean,
like PPAP isn't all that normal either.
This one's just sort of scary.
It's the new normal. Get it? See what I did there?
Oh, you're funny.
Starting.
CBCC. So it's got the PPAP guy in it.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Cookie Monster.
I have a cookie. I have a choco. Choco cookie.
So it's Elmo and Cookie Monster.
I have a butter.
Cookie butter.
Butter cookie.
Butter cookie.
Choco cookie. Butter cookie. Cookie butter, choco cookie.
I like this version better.
Yeah, me too. It's so cute.
Butter cookie.
I'm so excited!
Oh, how many years did I put up with Elmo stuff?
Oh, a lot.
When Addie was young.
That was the big Black Friday thing when you had to get the talking, dancing
the
Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was the thing.
Mm-mm. For so long, it was the greatest hits of Elmo in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we couldn't listen to anything normal.
I still listen to that. It's fine.
Well, probably, yeah.
I had a Planet CD. So it would go and it would start with, it was like the universe, and it would have a song about the universe. And then it went from the sun, and then they just went down the line and basically did all of the planets. And then Pluto was really sad because it was like, poor Pluto, so far away. And it was like really kind of sad.
And now you're not even a planet.
I know, this
anymore.
Was like made in 2003 or something.
Well, you've been
was actually a thing.
Hanging out with us all morning, and I know you have to go because what are you doing today?
I am going to be a preschool assistant.
Okay.
This is what you get to do when you come back.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. Just worried about, you know, I don't know, getting all my dress all dirty and whatnot.
First of all, I can tell you now, a dress in heels was a poor choice be an assistant at a preschool.
This is a kitten heel. It's barely anything.
Now, who was the one child you were worried about? There's a kid in particular that you're a little concerned.
A kid, I've been told, doesn't like to pull, or actually, he doesn't know how to pull up his pants after he uses the restroom.
Uh-huh. And so, as an assistant,
still my excuse now. So 37.
Slightly worried. I feel like I should warn everyone. If this happens, I don't think I can handle it.
He's two. You just pull up the pants.
Because apparently, one of the girls is, you know, teacher, we have a problem. And then points to this kid, and then all of them are like, oh, but also this kid, which I think is amazing, doesn't actually say the teacher's name, says, woman.
It's Truda.
I'm like, oh my God.
I don't act like
that. You say that to us all the time.
You do.
Women.
Oh God, he's like, woman, Truda. Help me with my pants.
It is Truda.
Wow. That's
we literally got we got a text from Truda Friday night, did we not? Shaylee and I both received a text that said, current status, no pants.
Wait, have I been drinking?
I hope so. I received that Friday night at approximately 8 p.m.
Oh, because you were all worried about my pants. And Jen's
we were
like,
not worried about
just
your
like
pants.
The Goldbergs, he's going to go home and take his pants off, like Murray. And so I thought I'd be funny and say, current status,
well,
pants
off. The funny thing is, we were just trying to be a close morning show, and hey, currently, what are you doing? Jen's in her giraffe onesie.
I was wearing a giraffe onesie.
I was crafting and watching Gilmore Girls.
Oh, and then, my God.
Right. And then Truda pipes in with no pants.
I had a fire on with no pants. So
and there was one in the fireplace.
I would probably be, do you have the Kigurumi? The giraffe onesie.
Is that the one that comes up?
And it's sort of like a low.
It's from Target.
Low crotched suit.
No.
Okay, well, there's these.
I mean, I'm 6 foot tall, so mine's a little short.
Yeah,
a little tight.
Well, there are these from Japan, these things called Kigurumis. Oh my God. They're hilarious. I have a fox one and an owl one.
Yeah, you do.
And they're amazing. And they're just like these giant, like, pillows, essentially. That
you're wearing.
That you're wearing. And my little fox one has wings.
Wait, how do you spell this?
I don't know. You just best guess it, honestly.
I can't even pronounce it, let alone spell it.
And then the fox one has like a little happy fox face.
Do
and then
not
you
buy this for
over.
Me for Christmas.
I too can late. See I already have it in the cart.
There's a tail on it.
Oh my God. How cute is this?
So.
Dog goes woof. What does the fox say?
No. All kinds of things today.
So,
now, is this a family member that works at this preschool,
goodness.
Or how?
Yes, so I'm just going to, you know, help her and assist, I suppose.
Did you see the unicorn?
Yeah, they're really, really amazing. There's a flying squirrel, which is
a peacock.
How much do those run, Shaylee?
$60.
Okay.
How much was her giraffe onesie?
Oh my God, you could be a walrus.
They are amazing.
A walrus.
Have you actually heard a fox?
I don't think
because
so,
because they sound like that.
they really do.
They're mimicking the sounds that foxes actually make.
Well, it's just a stereotype now. Like we were talking off the air, and foxes are like, well, crap, because of the song, I guess we may as well sound like that.
Right.
Dang. That's what humans think we sound like.
Everyone thinks it's just a joke, but they literally make that sound.
What do you think if I get this for Jen for Christmas?
I think that's a great idea.
I think so, too.
Make sure it's long, because that giraffe, I wore it to bed Friday night.
It's amazing.
You should show her how low the, anyone could wear it.
Oh, there you go.
It's like a dress
Look
almost.
At you got a little baby kangaroo in there. Well, that fits.
Oh, it's
that's
a pouch.
About right.
It would be amazing if you could take out the little kangaroo.
That's pretty great.
A cute little tail. And
you're welcome.
We're sending all of those to the set for the real O'Neills. We'll send all of you one of those. We'll make that happen.
My mom is already so concerned that I own two. Please don't.
BB, we're going to need to talk.
Snowman. Hottest gifts of 2016, according to BB Wood from the real O'Neills.
Yes. I love this.
All right, so when do you go back to film some more?
Next week we'll be up and ready to go, which is... exciting. I'm really, really excited to get back and have warm, lovely weather. But I heard yesterday there was like a monsoon. It was just pouring rain.
In LA?
I heard that too.
Which is crazy.
You missed it.
It just doesn't happen.
It's insane.
Well, then just come back here and hang out with us when things get crazy in LA.
And bring some celebrity friends.
Yeah, if
I
you
shall.
Could bring Martha Plimpton, that'd be great.
Are you familiar with Donna's Dress Shop?
No.
Okay, well, it's like literally, it's on 39th. Best shop ever. That's where I buy all my clothes.
Okay.
Donna is a genius. All of her little helpers are a genius. She has the most amazing, nice people who work there with her as well.
Are you just shamelessly plugging them right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Okay.
And
just clarifying.
And Martha wants to come to Kansas City just to go to Donna's Dress Shop.
Okay.
So
cool.
Let's all
hang
out.
That's A, how amazing Donna's Dress Shop is, and B, how cool Martha Plimpton is.
Right. I agree with all of it. Mm-hmm. Yes,
amazing.
Let's go. Let's
awesome.
Shop with her.
We're all going to hang out.
Everybody check out The Real O'Neills and BB every Tuesday night on ABC, KNBC Channel 9 here in Kansas City. BB, it's so great to see you as always.
Thank you for having me today. I had so much fun.
Thanks for hanging out all morning long.
Yeah.
Yes.
You basically just co-hosted 2 hours. You just made our show today. It was great. It's like the easiest show
yay.
Ever.
Yay. Well, thank you for having me. I have so much fun. It's my show now.
Good. Great.
Good. We can go get breakfast.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yes, you too.
And all right, there we go. All right, it's your show. You want to send us to break and get out of here? Say everyone, tell everyone goodbye.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.